Yesterday we made some roster moves, released Chandler Worthy, released Edon Kaufman, and signed Brandon Dunn to the 53 and Josh Lenz to the practice squad. So with that, I'll open up questions.
Do you see progress from both Jadeveon and also Jared Crick? Do you think they have a chance this week?
I would say they definitely have a chance, but it's day-to-day.
In terms of the defense, and I think a lot of people in kind of the danger of projections thought this would be a dominant defense based on the way it finished last season. What do you kind of see from the defense through five games and after the way you finished last year?
We all have to do better. We have to coach better. We got to get the players to understand what we need them to do better. And it starts with me, and we all have to do a better job.
Is Shorts good to go, considering he's going back to Jacksonville? Big game for him.
I think so, John. Yeah, it looks like he practiced today.
Regarding Cecil, I mean, that's a fairly painful injury. I mean, does this kind of speak to his toughness? And, I mean, obviously that's a pretty good sign that he can be back out there this quickly.
Very tough guy. Strong player. And, you know, he was out there today practicing, and we were in pads today, so he was out there full go.
DeAndre's second in the league in catches, first in yards.
Yep.
He's on a pace to shatter every team record. Can you talk about the start he's off to?
Yeah, no, he's had an excellent start. He's worked very hard. He and I spoke today before practice. There's a lot of things he can even do better. You know, and so he's always working to try to improve. He came back early for early training camp, and it's really paid off for him. And he's having a good year. And we need him. We need him. This team needs him.
What's he doing specifically that's helping him catch so many passes?
Well, he can do a lot of different things, John. He's obviously a good deep ball runner, good deep route runner. He makes contested catches. But he can also run intermediate to short routes. He's really improved his route running, his knowledge of our offense. Got very, very strong hands, and he's done a good job.
What's your impression of Allen Robinson based on what you saw back at Penn State and what you've seen a couple years in the NFL now?
Well, he didn't really play last year. I think he was injured. But this year he's having a really good year. He's a guy that can make the contested catch. He's a competitive guy. He's a really good route runner. He's tough. At Penn State, he was, I think, in 2 years at Penn State, don't quote me on this, but I think he had probably 160, 170 catches in 2 years there. Did a great job for us there, and he's having a real good year for Jacksonville. It's a big challenge for our defense.
Okay, what have you seen teams attempt to do to contain J.J. Watt this year?
You know, there's just a lot of different things. I mean, you know, J.J.'s a great player, and he's made his fair share of plays. I mean, he's still – is in the top 10, I think, in sacks in the league and still has tackles for loss. So, I mean, I'm not going to get into the details of how teams are blocking each and every play. I think J.J.'s a great player, and I think he's having a good year.
I know that Arian did not have a concussion, but some people –
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I know that Arian did not have a concussion.
Right. Yeah, no, he was evaluated. You know, that doesn't happen. You know, we checked him on the field and then took him off the field. And, you know, I believe he was properly evaluated. I don't think we would ever put a guy back into the game. I know we wouldn't. I know we would never put a guy back in the game that we doubted, you know, whether he was injured or not, whatever the injury was. So I think our guys did a good evaluation of him for that play that he was out, and he was able to go back in the game.
What do you expect from Jalen Strong going forward now that he's had that first game under his belt?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he gained some confidence from that game. I mean, he did a good job in the game. He came up with two big catches for us, two scoring catches. He's a big guy. He's really a good kid. He's really learned how to pay attention to detail a little bit more each and every week. So I can see him playing more and more in our offense.
With Kevin Johnson's progress, and it seems like it's been steady. And what have you seen from Kevin, and how much has he become a very valuable part of the defense?
Kevin is an excellent rookie player. He's a very instinctive player. He's quick. He's got really good transition. He's got a knack for the ball. He studies the game. As far as rookies go, his approach to the game is second to none. This guy is a quiet guy that watches the veterans, has great respect for the veterans, tries to do what he's being coached to do, and I think he's got a great future.
What does it say about the offense? You've run the fourth most plays in history since 1940.
It says that we've been down, and we've had to get going and run more plays so we can catch up. No, I think that he came out after that play. I mean, I went out on the field, and they took him off the field on that play, and he was evaluated. And then, based on the evaluation between the doctors and him, he felt like he could keep playing. And then the half came up right after that, I think, and he went in at halftime. They checked him again, which would be normal protocol for anybody that was injured, no matter what the injury was. And they determined that he was able to, go out and play. So, and he's been out at practice all week this week. So I think they evaluated it properly, and I think he felt like he could still play. Cecil's done a really good job. Cecil has inside-outside flexibility, so that's what makes him a valuable part of our offense. It's when he's not in there, we miss that guy. He's a very good receiver, both in the slot and on the outside, because he's strong, he's smart, he has really good understanding of coverages in this league. He knows how to get open. It's a lot different in the slot than it is on the outside, and he's able to learn that in addition to learning our offense. So he's done a good job, and it's good to have him back in there.
Bill, regarding Kevin Johnson, and you're talking about his approach to the game, did you know about his approach to the game from scouting him and then drafting him, or have you learned that, you and the coaches, over the course of his time here, about how he approached the game and how he wanted to learn?
I would say my experience before he got here was basically just watching him on film. I'm not sure, because I wouldn't want to say something that's not true. I don't think I met him before the draft. I watched him a lot on tape, so we relied on our scouts to, basically tell us what he was like as a person and all that. So, I'm seeing a guy that's a very mature guy, smart guy, has a great daily approach, and really serious about the game. Like I said, he's got a real good future.